The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, the south side of Chicago, it's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now, Leroy, more than trouble, he stood about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. All the studs, they call him Sir. And he's bad, bad.
Mr. Sinatra again, the main event in 1972. Thank you, Charlie. 1972 in Madison Square Garden. Spectacular, spectacular. Think about it. Back then, people weren't playing arenas like they do now. They would be playing theaters or clubs back then in the 70s, you know. And then the Beatles started at Shea Stadium, of course, then Shea Stadium and the rock and roll folks going out. But for the old man being a singer like he is, like he'd always call himself a saloon singer, to go to Madison Square Garden, and he did that song. And, of course, the press criticized him for doing that song because it was like a Jim Croce kind of a novelty song, yet the old man owns it. And to this day, when I listen to it, I love it. Always a salute to Francis Albert Sinatra. 707 with Joe on the radio, getting through the day. Stephen Moore's going to join us on this Friday. Jeffrey Lyons, Mike Gallagher, Congressman Lee Zeldin on the show, Curtis Ellis. So we have a full show for you. Thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs Morano, 877-970-2999 with Joe on the radio. There's a lot. The news is, you know, it's the plane that got shot down. And, of course, now Iran is denying that they shot the plane, that they actually said the missiles did not hit the plane, but the missiles that it came off of one of those mobile missile launchers. It was Russian made, and that it could automatically, if it sensed that there was an aircraft, it could have automatically gone off. But it seems to me like they just went ahead and shot this down. And Frankie Five Boroughs, correct me if I'm wrong, this was after the missile strikes into Iraq from Iran, correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
So why did they not shut the airport down? Why were the pilots not notified? Why didn't the Ukrainian airline say, okay, we're not going to get out? One poor lady texted her husband before she got one of the now deceased wives texted her husband, you know, I'm a little nervous about flying over that area.
Yeah,
no
kidding. I mean, in New York, they cancel an airline, they cancel a flight if there's fog. And over a country that just launched missiles into another country strikes me as a good day to wait until they take off. But I don't know the exact circumstances here.
You know, this is what's so suspect about countries like that. Now they're not dealing with their people. They tell their people one thing. They cut off the internet. So they say, it wasn't our fault. And also, these missiles are not made to actually do the harm by hitting the object. It explodes at right outside it. I guess it's heat detonated, whatever it is. And forgive me, I should know this, and I don't. But it just explodes right outside, and that's why there are shrapnel. You could see marks all over the plane that on the ground. Then what does? So it exploded around the plane, took the plane down clearly. Now. What does Iran do? They plow the crash site. They plow it. It's like they flattened it. And why would you do that? Why are you guilty about it? It's like, again, in 1988, I believe it was, we shot down by accident a Korean airline.
And we shot it down. Yeah, we did it. Well, of course, we accept full responsibility for it. And not to mention just apologies, but we, you know, we took care of everything financially. However, that was all those years ago. Now you think they would have the technology and the radar to say, and the caution to say, don't fly over this airspace. And if you did, apologize for it, but they don't. They're denying it now. But now the NTSB is going over there. I guess Boeing's going to be going over there. And evidence is mounting that shows the Boeing 737, it says, may have been shot down by an Iranian missile. The plane went down around the time Iran was firing ballistic missiles in the United States at the United States forces in Iraq. I mean, really? Really? And how do the people probably didn't know that? I mean, this is just an inexcusable situation. So, hey, in other news, the president in Ohio, he was all pumped up yesterday. See, and he said, I didn't know that he said this because I watched most of that speech yesterday. I always like watching the president in front of all those people. It's always fun to watch, you know, and you never know what he's going to say. But he did say he never notified Congress. First of all, he didn't have the time about taking out Soleimani. He didn't have the time because it is a split-second decision, number one. Number two, he said they're going to leak it. And that's exactly what I said from day one. I said this yesterday. You can't try you, this Congress, this the House of Representatives, to be specific, can you trust them for a second? Look at and I don't like to call names, but I use the term wackos affectionately. you got the squad. There. You got Gerald Nadler. You got Adam Schiff. You got Nancy Pelosi, who is totally unhinged. How do I know she's unhinged? Because when a great journalist like James Rosen, who was on the show earlier this week, and says, do you hate Donald Trump? Because he's got to be concise, and they really give you just so much time to ask the questions. And rather than doing a setup on the question, James, because she was leaving, do you hate Donald? Now she comes back and she was totally unhinged because she hates Donald Trump. You know what? She can't control Donald Trump. I think that's what bothers her. She is a control freak. You know, the way she, and you got to be tough to muscle to become speaker. She had to wrestle all that progressive left nonsense down there with AOC and everybody. And she did. And you got to give, I always say about Pelosi, about Chuck Schumer, about Andrew Cuomo, they're political animals. They're very, very savvy at what they do. But, you know, it would be nice if they just voted along the lines of something that would help the people of a state, help the people of a country. They don't. They're political. They know how to survive, and you can't mess with them. But the president messes with them. That's what this is all about. And she's going after. She does the impeachment thing as opposed to building infrastructure. She does the impeachment thing as opposed to going to the Democratic-run cities across the United States and helping these folks in stressed areas. She does the impeachment thing as opposed to helping homeless in her district. And it's nice to see, like, Tucker Carlson's doing a whole thing about San Francisco and the problems beautiful San Francisco has. That's Nancy Pelosi's town, man. That's her town. They don't care. They don't care. The homeless in L.A., that's Adam Schiff's area, man. They don't care. They just don't care. They get all, I guess when they get to Congress, their ego just goes off the charts. Now, my goodness gracious, it'd be great if they just worked again now, because yesterday, now they do this, they passed that resolution. They have to go to Congress and pass a resolution. And I was embarrassed about this, that the House has passed a resolution calling for limits on President Trump's authority to order military action against Iran. Again, to my original point, are you going to trust these people with military? I'm not. I don't want this Democratic House of Representatives to decide anything. They're blind, and not everybody, by the way, but they're run by the progressive arm of the Democratic Party that really has no interest in helping the United States of America, has no interest in helping infrastructure, has no that USMCA was out there for the longest time, and if Donald Trump didn't muscle them to get into the USMCA, they finally signed it after what it took after the whole impeachment fiasco. It's embarrassing, you know, and I know it. The problem is people keep voting for these people. Look at the bail reform in New York. This is what happens when you vote progressive socialists into office. And now there are criminals on the streets. I feel the police are doing all they can to keep this city safe in New York. For the first time since I've been going to New York in the 1970s, when I started working, you know, in those comedy clubs, you know, we talk about Larry David before. Larry was there at the Improvisation, 44th and 9th. You couldn't walk down the street. I can't tell you that. And if you're younger, you're not going to understand it. Like I tell my buddy Big Mike, who works for me, and he's a millennial, and we ride around the west side of Manhattan. I go, you know, Mike, I said, you should have seen this, man. You weren't even born yet, and I was coming up at the clubs. You couldn't walk the streets. You, even Frank and Al and Debbie, they're too young to remember. I remember walking. Oh, it was awful. And then Rudy Giuliani came in, and the great Bill Bratton came in, who was on the show yesterday. By the way, I posted that twice at Jersey Joe Piscopo. It's on the website, 2 AM 970, The Answer. But you just may want to listen, and it's kind of our responsibility as dedicated citizens of if you're in New York or America to listen to Bill Bratton and what he has to say, because he always has the answers. He was the guy that came in and they brought this concept of broken windows. That, remember the squeegee guys? Remember that? If you're older like me, the squeegee guy would always come on. Oh, the squeegee guy, and you just got your car washed, and then there would be a squeegee guy to make some money, and he would just try to clean your windshield, and then you would tip the guy. Oh, but Rudy Giuliani didn't want that. He didn't want that. He didn't want little what seemed like minor crimes, like jumping the turnstile. If you let that go, it's going to lead to an influx of crime, and it opens the floodgate to allowing these people who are borderline criminals into getting to regular criminals who are in jail, coming back on the streets, and then really hurting people. And that's exactly what's happening now. Inexcusable, like I've never seen. So, Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. It's 7:15. I got to go to our buddy Tom. He always has something good to say. And then Frank can do his Tom impression after we bring Tom on the airwaves. Good morning, Tom. Happy Friday. What's on your mind, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. First of all, I call you guys JFAD. Joe, Frank, Al, Debbie, God bless your crew, your screen callers, and everything that you guys do.
What
I wanted to bring up was that yesterday you were talking about the early warning system.
Yep.
You know, and my father worked for Western Electric. That's where he worked, 222 Broadway, for 43 years, and they sent him to Greenland. My mother was home with four boys, and that's why he went to Greenland. But he went to Greenland to do, it was called the Early Warning Defense System.
Yeah, I remember,
sure. Greenland, 1960, 1962. And my father has, I saved all his slides and 8mm film for that. But I wanted to ask one more thing was, this Soleimani guy, this pond scum that was killed.
Yeah.
But now, I think all that was left in him was a hand. Yeah. With a ring on it. So why do they need a big box like that? They could put it in the 6-inch by 6-inch.
I know.
Up the great work.
I know. I don't like to gloat, as it were. I don't like to gloat that we took out a terrorist like a Soleimani. But that missile really, I don't want to be graphic this early in the morning, but there was a hand and everything. Of course, they got to put it in a box like that. And then what did Mike Gallagher tell us, Frank, was it Ben Shapiro who said, I don't even want to say the joke. It was so graphic what Ben Shapiro tweeted. Remember Mike said that the other day on our show, Frankie, about the general. They put him in coach for a reason because I don't even want to say it.
Yeah, I do remember that.
It's a bad joke, and it has to do with leg room, and we won't even go there. But the fact of the matter is, you got to put it. You can't. What are you going to do? We just bury the hand, and I know you're being facetious, but and any violence is bad. But you know what? This is the guy. People are saying, should we have hit this guy, Soleimani? I wouldn't have. If I was the president, I would let it go. But the thing is, you have to. This is the only language they understand. Am I right or wrong? And you give me a call and you let me know, 877-970-2999, because this is the guy, and all I keep thinking about when I think of Soleimani, he came up with the roadside bomb concept. And then he came up with it. Then they actually have meetings and they say, well, how can we have these bombs pierce the armored vehicle of the United States? This is what they think about. And then my question is, what's the end game? So all you want to do, you do 9/11. So now we're over there. Now you want to kill us, kill more American. Why? And what is the end game? Just to get us out of there? And you're going to become that vicious where you have to appear. And then I think of me on stage at the Tunnel to Towers event in September, every year for years, the great job that the Siller family does helping out these catastrophically wounded veterans and getting them smart homes. And I meet these heroes and these heroines who are catastrophically wounded like you can't even believe. And they're there, and they're upbeat, and they're positive, and they're grateful to Tunnel to Towers organization for getting them a smart home. That came out of Soleimani's mind to maim these great American men and women. So, I mean, if there's a question, which there shouldn't be. You know, you feel it more when you meet these great veterans who put their lives on the line. And that's what that's all about now. And that's what this guy, that's why this guy had to be taken out. So, God forgive me, I don't mean to be that graphic in the morning with the injuries, but there was a reason for it, and I think the president did the right thing. Stephen Moore is going to join us coming up in just a little while. Your phone calls are welcome. I see the phone calls coming in. If you hold, I'll be able to grab a few. 877-970-2999. Always love hearing from you on our Balance of Nature phone lines. And Debbie Duhaime is out there. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. Wasn't that sad, though, about that plane crash, too? Wasn't that horrible?
You know, it's inexcusable that they didn't shut the airport down. They did the missile launch to the American forces in Iraq, right? And right. Then right about that same time, they kept the airport open?
Strange, it
really is. But yeah, and may their souls rest in peace, because you had Canadians, you had people from all over the world on that Ukrainian plane that went down in Iran. Hey, 20 after 7, Debbie's looking out for you on the roads this morning on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Joe, it's busy on the eastbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge. An accident with an overturned tractor trailer, all lanes subject to closure. So a tough ride here. Eastbound BQE getting up toward Kosciuszko Bridge. Westbound heavy with rubbernecking. Busy at the RFK Bridge getting into town as well with an accident cleared. Harlem River Drive south by the Willis Avenue Bridge. They just cleaned up an accident over there, but traffic is still moving slowly. Traffic is busy on the LIE west at Bagatelle Road with an accident just cleared. Morris and Essex line of New Jersey Transit, a service change for this morning. If you're heading to the D train, normal service resuming there. Inbound GWB looks okay, but it's a stalled tractor trailer over on that ramp to 178th Street. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln, it's 15. Holland, about 20 minutes getting into town. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
Dan Proft is trying to figure out the left.
Remarkable to me what the left's position is. If President Trump is trying to negotiate with bad actors and rogue states, then he's serving as their Manchurian candidate. And if he's taking a hard line with the lead state sponsor of terror the world over, then he's making the world a more dangerous place. Then he's being reckless, sounding the drums of war.
The Dan Proft Show, weeknights at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walmart, Kroger, or another grocery store chain could be buying food delivery company Grubhub. The New York Post says the companies have been researching how Grubhub could help them deliver groceries and other foods. Grubhub also owns Seamless. The Post says it's been for sale for a month with no bidders. Today, the Labor Department gives us a better idea how the job market wrapped up the decade. Economists believe 160,000 new jobs were created in December, and the unemployment rate held steady at 3.5%. Stocks rallied yesterday with more optimism about the U.S.-China trade deal being signed soon, and also because tensions between Iran and the U.S. eased. The Dow was up 211, the Nasdaq added 74, the S&P up 21. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. Don't miss your chance to win, because $5,000 a week forever is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have to tell you, I am not having any stomach issues anymore. I am not having any pain in my arthritis, in my knees, and in my lower back. And it has also helped with my skin. I always had dry skin on my legs, always, even as a child. It's not drastic, but I notice it's just not that dry and scaly anymore. But I just feel like having this fruits and veggies and the fiber in my system It has helped a lot. And I think it's even, and this just seems crazy, but I know my mental health has improved, and it seemed like it was a gradual thing. It's just amazing. And my husband, he's starting to notice too. He had a disc fused, and he notices when he's reaching back in the chair at night when he's laying and watching TV that his back is not, he doesn't have that pain as much anymore. I hear these women and these men on the radio talk about it, and I just feel like, yep, I believe them. That's me, and I believe everything that they say. Your commercials are not staged. They're real people talking about their real problems that you help them with. I know that the balance of nature is really helping me.
See how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. To help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so call in now. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you got 5 minutes. I'm going to give you the 731. I did the math. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Come on, this is the morning you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter at Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, we'll get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota, who we absolutely love. You don't have to deal with dummies. No wasting time dealing with dummies. No back and forth. No hidden fees. No pressure, right? You'll meet Alex Kinsella. He's a great young man. Give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. I love that it's the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new, as is the customer lounge. Right, and that state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. But and they treat you so nice. Every time I need a car I have a car situation, whether it's a part for my car, whether it's a new car for my kid, or so I call Route 22 Toyota. Iggy and Carmelo and Chester and Johnny and Chris are there waiting for you. And now this is a great way to get over to Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes. If you simply call 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from our friends, the family at Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
There it is. Shout out to Route 22, Nissan, and Honda. Oh, yeah. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 728. I'm going to grab the phone calls, and I see you on Twitter, and we appreciate it. Right. That toilet seat talk this early in the morning, TMI. You're absolutely right. I apologize for that. I was just a little upset that I tried to put in my own toilet seat. It broke. So you're right. That was too much information. Sorry about that. Just sharing it. And a shadow ban Friday. Is that right? I don't know. You're right. A gentleman just tweeted out saying how he was his tweets were taken away, or they would end up somewhere else. I can't figure Twitter out. It's nice that you jump on with us at Jersey Joe Piscopo, or at the Joe Piscopo Show. You can go there as well. But the happy shadow ban U.S. Friday, Mr. Piscopo. You're right. This is from a gentleman on Twitter. But the same thing happened. I lost 200 followers, and they just wiped them out. And it just comes back, because I could see, and I don't have a lot of followers, but those of you that are there are dedicated, and we try to stay positive, and if it's negative, we whack them, and I love that. But very interesting how Twitter, what really determines for Twitter to take followers away from you? I'm not quite sure. You have to look at the latest Twitter from the Joe Piscopo Show. I found this picture yesterday. It's like it's Debbie and it's me and it's Frank Morano and it's Alice Kim Jong Al. This is the funniest picture. So it's up on Twitter now. I love this. I'm going to retweet that right now. Boom. Hey, let me go to Leonardo, if I can, on the phone before we break, guys, and make way for Stephen Moore. Good morning, Leonardo. What's on your mind this morning?
I'm calling from Nutley over there. You recognize the name Pasquale Mercadante?
Yeah, sure do, man. That was my Uncle Pat.
My Uncle Pat.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you're too young to remember that, Leonardo. You remember
I wish I was that young. I'm well into my 60s, but I'll never catch up to you.
Yeah, I know, man. That's good. Thank you for that. You remember Dante's Bakery right there? Where was it? It was on Main Street, right in right there, correct?
Right here, Main Street.
Oh, I love that. Thank you, Leonardo. Thank you. I got to tell you too. This is my uncle. I appreciate that, and I love when you call him. We're local as could be. But my uncle Pat Mercadante. I remember it was on my father's sister Louise married Pat Mercadante, right? The Piscopos, and we would go to Nutley with my cousin Pat and his brother Tommy. We would go over there with the Develas. I remember this like yesterday, man. With your kid and Uncle Pat on the bakery. Forget about it. The cannolis. You know what I'm saying? We would go into the bakery. Imagine that. And then every time we would have a birthday, they'd make the cake and it was really well known. I think it's a florist now over there in Nutley. Dante, thank you for that, Leonardo. I love that memory. Let me go to Roberta. Roberta, we got a couple seconds, but we always appreciate you listening, my dear. Thanks for calling.
Oh,
what's on
I
your
love
mind?
You. Yeah. Dennis Prager is very interested in nuclear power, and he had a woman on that wrote a book recently. It's called The Power to Save the World. And she says that that's the only way we can really save, because nobody wants this, the greenhouse gases and all that. And she said if these environmentalists were so interested in saving things, they worry about things like saving, recycling batteries and stuff. It's just the whole phony business. All they want is windmills and solar power. It's not going to work.
Yeah, well, Roberta, thank you. And we invite you to listen to Dennis Prager every afternoon. Dennis is as brilliant as anyone, and he is great. And his film is doing well, No Safe Spaces, so we appreciate that very much. The climate change thing, all I know is when I was surfing down the shore, I know it seems so funny that I'm a surfer, but we went down the shore, I learned how to surf at 13 years old, and we were all down the beach, man, and we were all surfing, all my buddies from Philadelphia, the fat man, and Michael and it was a great gang. It was a great gang down the shore. And all we would do was surf like that. And I remember the ocean being really dirty. And I remember it being there. I can remember in the 70s. And I'm thinking like, wow, man. And I remember when the syringes were floating up on the shore, in the Jersey Shore, because New York, in the infinite wisdom of the politicians, would send garbage from New York and they would dump it 100 miles off the coast of where? New Jersey. Give us your garbage, baby. Right. But you didn't think of it. So now they cleaned it up. They finally went in. I remember Bill Bradley, Senator Bradley, then would walk the beach. Remember, we'd always do that. That's when I was a Democrat. That's when Democrats had some sense, I think. And they cleaned the beach up. So I understand when they say environmentally you have to. But now they, of course, like everything else that the progressives do, they take it too far. And I understand that. But you got to do something. You got to do something. But and then now it's interesting, Frank, before we break here, what President Trump has done, he removed all those environmental laws. I know it's driving the EPA and everybody crazy, but he just wants to make business easier. He got rid of some environmental laws. Did he? I guess what's that has to do with killing these, little microbes or something? Is that what that was about?
Well, I don't know the details of what would be affected, but as you might imagine, he says this is going to create a much better regulatory climate for business.
Yep.
His critics are saying that this is going to lead to dire consequences. To be honest, I don't know the details about what particular effect this is going to have on clean air and clean water and things like that.
Yeah, well, we'll check it out. 877-970-2999. Stephen Moore. We're going to make way for Steve Moore momentarily. Let's go to Big Al right now. He has the headline news for you right here on this Friday. Yay! On AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
37 degrees at 7:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Dozens of protesters are demanding the United States avoid getting into an all-out war with Iran. Anti-war protests broke out across New York City yesterday, one group gathering in Foley Square, where they held signs urging peace, and another marching from Columbus Circle to Trump Tower. Some urged Congress to take a tougher stance in their efforts to halt the escalating conflict in the Middle East. This comes after an airstrike launched last week killed a top Iranian general, which was followed by a missile attack against U.S. positions in Iraq this week. Schools around the Garden State are going to have to keep the weather in mind before scheduling sporting events. A new law signed by the governor yesterday mandates that any school district that's a member of the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association must consider heat and humidity when slating either practices or competitions. The length of such events must also include time for rest and water breaks, and schools must purchase a special tool that measures the effect of heat stress at a site under direct sunlight. State Commissioner of Education Dr. Lamont Repollet says this will provide better levels of protection for student-athletes statewide. In sports, Joe Judge officially introduced as the new head coach of the New York Giants. 38-year-old former New England Patriots special teams and wide receivers coach spoke yesterday about what a tremendous opportunity he now has and how much he's looking forward to building a winning culture. The Rangers, they doubled up the Devils by the final of 6-3. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks. Let's go out to the Taconic southbound. All lanes closed, getting down toward Peekskill Hollow Road in Putnam Valley. It's all due to an 8-car accident there. Definitely steer clear of that. Southbound Thruway slowing down 12 in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB, a stalled tractor trailer on that ramp to 178th Street on the city side. Over at the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, that's 20 minutes getting into town. The outbound side of 495, looks like you have an accident being cleared as well. Let's see what's happening at the inbound side of the Holland. That's only about 5 to 10, so very light this morning at the Holland Tunnel. Watch out for some stop-and-go traffic over on Tunnelly Avenue northbound, getting up toward Patterson Plank Road, getting up toward North Bergen with some problems there. RFK Bridge into town, an accident was just cleared, and it's still messy on the eastbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge with an overturned tractor trailer. Partly cloudy today, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Time to go to Italy with Steve Perillo and myself. The Perillo Piscopo Tour. It's Easter in Rome. Good Friday, Easter Sunday in Rome. Oh, this is the trip of a lifetime. The thing is, this special trip will be closing out on January 16th. You got to call 800-431-1515. We've been telling you that this trip is closing out January 16th. We want you to call Janice and the team and Diana and everybody over at Perillo and say, look, I heard you on Joe. Tell me about the Easter in Rome trip with Steve and Joe. 800-431-1515. You tell them you want to spend Easter Sunday in Italy with Joey. It's as easy as that. It's going to be great. Then we go to Assisi, to Florence, the Tuscan countryside, Pisa, Siena, Cinque Terre, just to mention a few. So come fly with me, baby. A Perillo tour is a stress-free, escorted vacation where you do not lift a finger. That is the Perillo way, celebrating their 75th year in business. The trip is closing out January 16th. Don't delay. You want to call now. I don't want you to miss this. 800-431-1515. Just say, I want to fly away with Joey, or visit PerilloTours.com.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher. Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer. What's an outstanding Italian restaurant that's sure to please your taste buds? The answer, Michael's of Brooklyn. Family owned and operated by Fred and his brother John, they've been a Brooklyn institution since 1964, serving incredible Italian dishes for three generations. Listen every Wednesday to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show on AM 970 The Answer during Italian trivia for your chance to win a case of their delicious sauce, or enter to win at am970theanswer.com.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Stephen Moore standing by, Joe on the radio at 7:39 right now. I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. You have to call Connors and Sullivan, please, attorneys at law. Any question you have about an estate plan, whatever you think, you don't understand it, like Mike Connors does. He is the best. Matter of fact, an article in Forbes magazine advises readers to make sure they develop a complete plan, and then you double check it, you know, your beneficiary designations. I went through all of this, and it was so confusing to me. To like turn to my son, my consigliere son, my older boy, Joey, goes, you got to go talk with Connors and Sullivan. And I did. Best thing I've ever done. And it was so easy. Call Lisa at 718-238-6500, please. 718-238-6500. Bridget is there. Rose, Kelly, Mike himself, Beth. You're going to love the team at Connors and Sullivan. Plus, you get a free initial consultation with one of the attorneys at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. And don't forget to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors himself right here on the radio on AM 970. The Answer, 11 a.m. on AM 970, or Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570. The Mission.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
7:41 with Piscopo on the radio. Stephen Moore is a former Donald Trump economic advisor and economist with the Heritage Foundation, author of that great book, Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. Hey, Stephen, great to have you with us. I thought you were going to be in the studio, but I know, you know, you're just too popular, man. They got you on, they got you on TV all over the place, man. But thanks for jumping on the air with us this morning, my friend.
Hi, Joe. Happy New Year. And you're just going to have to offer me some coffee and donuts if you want to get going.
Well, not in the budget, but for you, we got it. You know what? Hey, Stephen, you know, we appreciate it. And you're always jumping on, and we love your take, and we love your attitude, and we love all you do for the country. It doesn't appear that.
How do you love this economy? Isn't it amazing?
You know why? You know what? Thank you for jumping right into that, because I know I'm a small businessman, but I've never been working more than now. People, the corporations step up. The radio station is exploding by the grace of God. Everything is working, and yet they refuse on the progressive socialist side to even acknowledge how good this economy is, thanks to President Trump, sir.
Well, you know, I travel all over the country, Joe, everywhere from Portland, Oregon to Portland, Maine, and everywhere in between. And everywhere I go, I mean, I hear the same reaction from, you know, there are 28 million people like you, Joe, in this country, the heroes of the economy, the small business men and women who start these businesses and grow them and employ people. And when I talk to these men and women, they, you know what they say? The biggest problem they have today, Joe?
What's that?
Finding workers. They say they can't find enough workers.
Yeah.
You know, they say that the economy is so hot right now that there was an article in the newspaper yesterday in the Wall Street Journal that the Census Bureau, you know, every 10 years we did the census. So this is the census year. You have to hire, you know, tens of thousands of people to, you know, go door to door and knock and they can't find census workers.
Wow.
There's so many jobs out there. And so this is, and by the way, this did not happen by accident. That's why I get so upset at the liberal media. They go, oh, well, this is just an expansion of the Obama trend. It's no. This was because we did the tax cut. We deregulated. We're promoting American energy. Our oil and our gas and coal were the most abundant energy nation in the world. Don't you love it, Joe, that in just 3 years, Donald Trump has made the United States energy self-sufficient for the first time in your and my lifetime.
Yeah, it's just, and I love the stock market, man. All that's going on in Iran, it has not hurt the stock market at all. That's amazing, yes?
Yeah, look, the futures are up this morning. The reason, you know, I can't be in the studio with you, I normally would. I love coming into your studio. in about, 45 minutes, we get the new jobs report. So that's the big day for me, the jobs report. And I'm, everybody's expecting about another 150 to 200,000 new jobs.
Wow.
You know, it just amazes me. It's like this economy is defying gravity.
Yeah, I know. And Jamie Dimon, over at J.P. Morgan says this could last for 100 years, man. I mean,
Trump's going to be president for 100 years. And, I do get asked a lot, though. You know, what's the thing that worries me the most about 2020? Because we're off to a good start. It's only a weekend, but the stock market, I think we're going to hit Dow 30,000 pretty soon, which was a nice
amazing
milestone.
Amazing.
But I'll tell you the two words that scare me the most about 2020. You know what they are?
What's that?
Elizabeth Warren. because the Democrats and Warren are talking about, higher taxes, higher taxes on small businesses they want to go back to 50, 60, 70% tax rates, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's dangerous, too, when they try to explain it. And then, when Saturday Night Live starts punching and having fun with Elizabeth Warren and her economic policies, that she's going around. And then she tried to come back and tried to change it. But her and Bernie Sanders, and I don't even know how they have traction at all, But if you go, that whole progressive socialist, everybody in that arena, they would just destroy the economy. And that is a fear.
Let me give you another example. I mean, people talk about Joe Biden, the former vice president.
Yeah.
He's the quote, moderate in the field, right? But did you see what he said a couple weeks ago? He was asked, because I was just talking about the oil and gas shale revolution in this country. It's changed the economies of Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Texas, North Dakota, all over the country. We're seeing the huge millions of jobs created by this. And so Joe Biden was asked in the last Democratic debate, put all these workers out of jobs and fossil fuel development in the United States?
He said yes.
And then, by the way, we're talking about millions of middle-class, blue-collar, unionized workers he wants to put in the unemployment line. And then, remember, you may have seen this. I got a big kick out of it because it was so loco. He said that, he was asked, what are you going to do with all these, truckers and construction workers and drillers, that are going to lose their jobs? He said, we're going to turn them into computer coders.
I saw that.
You're going to take a 45-year-old construction worker and turn him into a computer coder. What planet is he living on?
I know. We have one of the representatives from the coal mining industry, and it was so condescending, so insulting. Stephen Moore, if you could shovel coal, you could do computer programming. What kind of comment was that coming out of Biden, man?
And by the way, condescending and insulting, actually. It's insulting to the blue-collar workers of America. And by the way, Hillary tried this, with the coal miners. She said on the campaign trail, I'm going to put every coal miner out of her job. And then and on November 8th, she scratched herself and said, gee, why did I lose Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia?
Stephen Moore, the book is Trumponomics. Stephen, we appreciate you jumping on. I know it's a busy day. We are waiting for the numbers to come out about 45 minutes, on these jobs. But we saw this op-ed that you wrote in the Washington Times about Congress banning short-term lending and how that might hurt the poor. Explain to us, if you would, Stephen, what exactly short-term lending is and what Congress is doing, sir?
Well, so this is a good question. So in a lot of, areas, you now have what they call, a lot of them are called, what do they call these? Short-term payday lending. And it's these are little shops on street corners in little villages across the country. And let's say, Joe, that, you're living, paycheck to paycheck, and you're a little short of cash, and you don't get paid till Monday, and you got to get through the weekend. What you do is you go to one of these payday lenders, and you take out a loan for like $300, just to have enough money, to pay your groceries and so forth for your family over the weekend. And then what you do when you get your paycheck, you go back and you pay them back the $300 plus maybe $15, fee. And these are crowded. People like them. What this has replaced, Joe, is loan sharks, right? The loan sharks are just out of business because the liberals want to shut these stores down. They say, no, you can't do that. It's too expensive for poor people. It's like nobody's putting a gun to anybody's head and saying they have to go to these, payday lending services. It's like saying, well, you can't go to an ATM machine if they charge $3, to get $100 out. I mean, it's just craziness. And this is, people like Elizabeth Warren, who's, these are so paternalistic. They think people are stupid. And you know what, Joe? People aren't stupid. Politicians are stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the thing is, we don't know. Regular people don't know. And listen, the economy speaks for itself. But before we let you go, Stephen Moore on with us. He is a brilliant, brilliant economic advisor. And the book is Trumponomics. We want you to check that out. But do we have to be concerned, first of all, with the debt numbers? And what would you like to see President Trump do next with the economy, Stephen Moore?
Well, those are great questions. So, number one, the tax cut, which, as you know, Larry Kudlow and I helped, write that tax.
Larry's great, man. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Larry and I, helped do that. And, you know, it was 4 years ago, and we put this thing together, for Trump. And Trump knew what he wanted to do. We just put some meat on the bones. And, here we are 4 years later. And I hear these liberals say, the reason we have this debt is because of the Trump tax cut. And I just want to disabuse your readers of that notion, because the fact is, in 2019, fiscal year of 2019 just ended, we got more tax revenues into the government than any other year in American history. So more money came into the government than any year in history. Now, does that sound like we have a revenue problem?
Yeah.
We don't have a revenue problem. We have what we have in Washington? A spending problem. problem.
Yeah.
And you're not going to solve a spending problem by raising taxes. Just like New York has. New York City and New York State have spending problems.
Please.
So this is the one thing Trump, when I see the president, I saw him about 3 weeks ago. I said, Mr. President, you've got to start vetoing these spending bills that Congress is sending you. Just send them back to Congress so you can start saving money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish you and I have to get Trump to start vetoing the spending bills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stephen Moore, former Donald Trump economic advisor. He's an economist with the Great Heritage Foundation. The book is Trumponomics. And, Stephen, you are a good guy to step. I know it's a big day for you, man, still taking the time to jump on Piscopo in the morning. Always honored to have you, Mr. Moore. Thank you, Stephen, and let's talk soon.
Well, you too. And next time I will come into the studio, and I just want, I like the honey buns. Can you have those?
You got it. For you, Stephen, for you, we got it, man. We'll break the budget for you, buddy. Thank you, man. Stephen Moore. You too, indeed. A great guy right there. 751, Debbie's looking out for you on the roads right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, alternate side parking rules are in effect. FDR Drive south in the 90s, a disabled vehicle. Traffic moving slowly on the southbound west side, right past the GWB with an accident there. Also, still really solid on the eastbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge. That's an overturned tractor trailer with all lanes subject to closure, heavy in both directions. Expect delays as well as you take a ride to the LIE westbound through Woodhaven Boulevard, getting out toward the BQE. Inbound GWB 5 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel, we're seeing a delay right now of about 10 minutes. If you're heading to the outbound Lincoln, it's an accident on 495 West right by Kennedy Boulevard. Holland Tunnel, only 10 minutes in. Garden State Parkway North at 145, an accident just about cleared. And watch for delays on Tunnelly Ave northbound, getting up toward Patterson Plank Road in North Bergen. That's a disabled vehicle. And over on 109 North, getting up toward the Bayway Circle in Elizabeth, another crash. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dan Proft is trying to figure out the left.
Remarkable to me what the left's position is. If President Trump is trying to negotiate with bad actors and rogue states, then he's serving as their Manchurian candidate. And if he's taking a hard line with the lead state sponsor of terror the world over, then he's making the world a more dangerous place. Then he's being reckless, sounding the drums of war.
The Dan Proft Show, weeknights at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
What does a goal-getter and stock trader have in common? Transformation. Transform your own life and the lives of others around you with your investment decisions. But what if taking that on scares you? Take an educated risk. Become a goal-getter. You don't gamble. You're informed, fearless, and free to make your own investment decisions. For a Tradeway goal-getter, money often is not the object. Making a difference is. Goal-getters build legacies for their families, help friends, and communities. Take your first step toward becoming a goal-getter with Tradeway. Check us out at our next event. Step one, start your journey. For $99.95, you can bring your entire household, plus a friend, with a full money-back guarantee.
Join us January 31st and February 1st at the beautiful Courtyard by Marriott, ideally situated in Edgewater, New Jersey. Just steps away from the sweeping views of the iconic New York City skyline with easy access to shopping and great restaurants, and conveniently located near the Port Imperial Ferry Terminal. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. A show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. This Saturday, hear about a Japanese storytelling master named Katsura Sunshine. Comedian and radio host Ophira Eisenberg joins me. Also the creator of a line of food made entirely with chickpeas. And a teenager who creates graphic novels based on Broadway shows. Saturday at 9, Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. You know, I love Italian Americans, and I have a soft spot for Italian American women because I am the father of three beautiful, beautiful daughters. Jody Police is CEO and founder of JRT Realty, right? She was recently given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Real Estate Board of New York. That's the tri-state area's premier real estate institution. Since starting JRT in 1996, I love this, Jody has grown the firm into the largest woman-owned real estate services firm in the U.S. How cool is that, right? JRT Realty brings nationwide experience with Fortune 500 companies and independent clients. JRT professionals have handled leasing and sales transactions totaling more than $3 billion and currently lease and manage 10 million square feet of commercial and industrial space nationwide. As a trailblazer for women in the real estate industry, Jody's worked on some of New York's most iconic projects, including the new One World Trade Center. JRT provides a full range of customized client services, including all facets of tenant representation, leasing and property management, investment sales. There is no one better to represent your real estate interests in New York than Jody and the JRT Realty team. All right. In commercial real estate, you want Jody Police and JRT in your corner. For more information, call JRT Realty Group today at 212-445-1200. Just like that. 212-445-1200. Or visit, please, JRTRealty.com.
Did you miss what happened to the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Lumberg, this man is right on the money from the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning at 7:57? Good morning to you, sir.
Pretty good. Ready for the weekend. Good morning to you. Ready for the weekend. Ready.
I have my. I have my weather this weekend. Yes, I have my little tanning thing. I'm going to put underneath my neck and trying to get some tan. This, it's going to be like what 80, 90 degrees tomorrow. Is that what you're telling me? What's it going
to
be like?
Maybe 70 to 80. No. No, it's actually 64 tomorrow and maybe 64 to 68 on Sunday.
Those oh my gosh, this is great. Joe, what does that weather-wise? Why does that happen like that?
We're just pushing a nice little pause button on winter for a couple of days. But yeah, big ridge of high pressure over the southwest Atlantic is just forcing storms way toward the north and bringing a ton of warm air with it. And that's why we're going to go up so warm. 51 today, 64 tomorrow, 68 Sunday. Most of our rains tomorrow night into early Sunday.
Oh, is there a storm? Why is it the new national news keeps telling us about a storm coming in?
Big
is that
storm.
Way?
Big. It's going to be a bad storm. Southern plains into the Mississippi and Ohio Valley.
Wow. Will we get hit with that next week?
The leftovers. We get some rain Saturday night. Early Sunday. All right. That's all. All
right. Well, we're lucky. Well, we're thinking about our Midwestern brothers and sisters out there, but it's good for us, I guess.
It's a kinder, gentler pattern for us.
Yeah, gotcha, Joe. Thank you so much, Joey. Well done, as always, my friend. A couple of minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. My goodness gracious, a balmy weekend. It's about time. I love it. Bring it on, baby. Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what films you may want to see this weekend. Mike Gallagher is going to give you a preview of what the great Gallagher does at 10:05. Congressman Lee Zeldin on the show. Curtis Ellis as well. I'm Piscopo in the morning, and we're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
38 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA is pulling nearly 300 newly delivered subway cars from service. Transit President Andy Byford said the move comes after doors wouldn't shut completely during two incidents. Byford said one incident happened on a southbound C train Christmas Eve in Brooklyn, another on a southbound C train at J Street on January 3rd. Byford says the inspections could take weeks. Police in Monmouth County are warning residents of a fake Megan's Law letter. According to cops, the letter falsely accused a local business owner of being a sex offender. Several letters are designed to look like they came from the New Jersey Office of the Attorney General, but cops insist they are fake. Investigators believe the letters were sent to tarnish the business owner name. In sports, Rangers skate past the Devils 6-3. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.